Morning, everybody. Very happy to be here to be one of the welcoming speakers to this marvelous event. I think the schedule that we have for the next couple of days is a really interesting, chock full of great topics. Hopefully there'll be many great connections made here that will bear fruit as we continue down the road here in our quest to develop stem cell therapies and cures. As is my wont in these things, I prefer to speak with no notes and talk about the sort of items that are topical of the day. And I wanted to start off with, of course, what's been on everybody's mind, which is where are we in the post-Geron world? I'm here to report, as I needn't tell you, that the State of the Union for Stem Cell Research is very strong. The Geron decision caught everybody off guard, certainly caught us off guard. I can assure everyone of that. It was, however, as has been amply reported in the press, a financial decision. Biotech companies do things like this all the time. They change direction. They go towards those products they think are most likely to develop into something in the shortest period of time. We had a change in leadership up there, which favored oncological research, and they made a business decision to go in that direction. Obviously, that decision was devastating for the patients who had been watching so closely with hope and expectation to see how the trials would go. As you know, there are a number of potential parties who are taking a look at perhaps taking up the project from here. We have no news to report, in case anybody's wondering, but there are those that are out there looking, and we're most hopeful that they will be able to come through and somebody will pick up that project. And CIRM is on record, having had its $25 million loan to Geron, which, as you know, is fully refunded with interest, that at such time as a party may pick up that project, if they go through and go through our process and are evaluated and pass muster, that we are very open to having the $25 million award go to that party. But the one thing I wanted to say is the press, we had a few bloggers who sort of like couldn't help themselves and talked about how stem cell research is overhyped, et cetera, but the bulk of the articles accurately reported that there was no question about the validity of the science, and that is the case in stem cells in the research we're doing worldwide. I think if you talk to people all over, there is tremendous enthusiasm. This was a bump in the road, but as we all knew, we're on cutting-edge turf here with all of this research. There are going to be ups and downs, fits and starts. This won't be the last, I can guarantee it, but the march towards developing stem cell therapies and cures is inexorable at this point, and you can see that, for example, yesterday's dedication, a tremendous event. This building is fantastic. The remarks were heartfelt and very interesting yesterday. Had a chance, Larry Goldstein gave David Brenner and I a tour of the building afterwards, and it's really quite something to see. Architecturally, conceptually, he kept pointing out psychologically with all the common space. He also said there are all sorts of things in here that are quite interesting. We did a tour down in the basement in which he basically got us lost, and we managed to find the MRI magnet, which is literally the size of a Volkswagen. And he cautioned that if you got too close, your watch would get grabbed and you'd get slapped up against the side of it, and the building would turn into the medical version of Hotel California. In any event, there is going to be great work continuing by the scientists who have been doing such tremendous work down here in that building. Rusty and I were talking about it. Katrina and I were talking about it. There's just Gene Loring. Gene, you're here someplace. I think I saw you earlier. It's Evan as well. So we look forward to great things being done in a collaborative fashion there, and it's a real experiment in collaboration. I've had the good fortune to be able to visit most all of our institutes now across the state, and have just seen by talking to the RPIs out there the incredible level of enthusiasm for the work that's being done, and it's whether it's embryonic, whether it's adult, whether it's IPS, all of the different ways we're going about trying to tackle the program and to get to cures and therapies. And there are those that will say, well, you should be going one route, favor one over another. And as I've said on occasion, some of you may have heard this, our view at CIRM, which I think most of us share, is that you can't leave any stone unturned. You need to be able to go out and pursue as many different avenues as possible. And the metaphor that we use for that is, in 2010, as we all recall vividly, there were 33 guys trapped in a mine in Chile, and they needed to get to them. They bore three holes through the earth in the hopes that at least one of them would get to that cave where they were trapped. And that's really about what we're doing, right? We're out there pursuing different avenues, trying to get to the same result in a bunch of different ways. And we will continue to do that. So we're very, very happy with the progress that everything, all of our funded programs have had. As you may know, we have 44 projects that currently in translation, going after no fewer than 26 incurable diseases. We are basically taking on all comers, and as I've said, we're going after big game here. Not everything's going to succeed, but I think we are all fully confident a number of things will, and at such time that happens, everything in connection with that particular disease, the game will have changed completely and utterly. So our goal is to achieve results no less dramatic than, and this is a perfect thing to be saying in this building, the development of the Salk vaccine and the fight against polio in 1955. For those that expect cures in 2 weeks, which we hear complaints, you guys are spending all this money, you haven't had any cures yet. Yes, that's the case. But we have had great progress. We've had about 1,000 published papers come out of our research thus far. We have a number of projects in different stages along the basic research to clinical trial continuum, and that will increase as we go through time here, and more of the research starts to bear fruit. I wanted to say just a bit on CIRM and where we are in terms of our priorities going forward. Obviously, we're in year 7 at this point. I was fortunate enough to be able to succeed Bob Klein, for whom much of this work is owed. Obviously, he was the driving force here, a visionary, created a new paradigm for funding of medical research, which I think I can safely say is the envy of the world. People would love to be able to have the amount of funding that we have here in California, which has turned the state into what we call the stem cell state, the true epicenter of stem cell research in the world. At this point now, we are past sort of the beginning steps of the CIRM project. We are into full translational mode, and the priorities that I think we have for the next few years, and we're actually developing our strategic plan as we speak. Dr. Ellen Feigl, Dr. Pat Olson are here, who are instrumental in developing that plan. By the way, Dr. Trounson sends his regards. He's unavoidably down in Australia getting an honorary degree, I believe, from his alma mater. What are we emphasizing going forward? Number one, apropos to this conference, is increased involvement by industry. Everybody knows that in order for the projects that are being undertaken at this point to get to the finish line, you've got to have industry engaged. Clearly, the Geron development was a setback, an economic setback. We're aware that it's it's a tough deal to figure out how to bridge the valley of death, right? But we are very aware of this, and we are looking at new ways to try to generate strategic alliance between industry and our funded projects. And this conference, more than any, is about that. And tomorrow there'll be hopefully lots of good connections made with respect to that goal. Number two, we are obviously very interested in sustainability for the mission and the effort. So we're now evaluating what we're going to do as we head down. We're sort of midway through our CIRM funding at this point and looking at alternatives to have funding down the road, none of which I am going to discuss in any detail at the moment, but we are keenly aware that in order to keep things going and to keep the momentum going, we will need to address that sustainability issue. Another thing that we are very concerned about is the image of what all of you are doing. We did, I think, a very good job in dealing with the scientific media, not so good a job because we haven't focused on it with the public media. So we are launching a very robust public communications effort. I think we're within a couple, 2 to 3 weeks of deciding on somebody to come in as our new director of public communications and patient advocate outreach. Very important and. And the reason for the and is that it's all about patient advocates. This is what we're all striving to achieve, is to help the patients, to relieve suffering. We are going to involve patient advocates even more than they have been involved to date, and that amount has been extensive. As you know, they were critical to the passage of Prop 71. We have 10 members of our board are patient advocates who fulfill a great role in capacity with their work with the board. We are going to get out there and really put that face even more forward. And on the theme of patient advocates and sort of circling back to Geron, I just wanted to say that if you think that there are issues with Geron pulling out and the hope diminishing and all that sort of thing, well, I wanted to see for myself if that was true. So as you know, after Geron made its announcement, they had 4 enrollees at that point. There was a 5th enrollee that chose to go through with the treatment from the products developed by Geron. That 5th patient, I and a colleague met with 2 days ago. And you walk in and you're not sure what to expect. This is somebody who's had a terrible, life-changing injury. Somebody who you would expect to be tremendously down, which would be understandable. We walked in, and this person, and I can't obviously give any names, or it's all confidential at this point, this person was unbelievably upbeat. The patient saw this situation as one in which hopefully what she had just gotten would be a start to something that may lead to helping her. But more than that, she had this grand vision that she is there to help those that will follow. And this sense of mission and this sort of sense of I'm going to get better and I'm going to help other people get better just captured the essence of how patient advocates, I believe, will view the stem cell therapies and potential cures that we are all trying to develop. So from her to you, I want to assure you that the patients out there are highly enthusiastic about the work we're doing. They're realistic. They understand it's not going to happen overnight, but they feel that this is something that will work ultimately and help not just them, hopefully, but many, many people worldwide as we go down through the process. So I wanted to, since we're running a little behind schedule here, I wanted to end on a personal note, which is chronic disease is a terrible thing. for people and for animals. A number of you have heard, yesterday was a very difficult day in the Thomas household. We had to put our 16-and-a-half-year-old beloved dog down. And I drove from here, from the ceremony yesterday morning, up to Los Angeles, and my daughter and I took him over. He was racked with cancer, in really bad shape. We've got four children, all of which I left last night weeping and devastated. But as we took the dog over, and right before we had him put down, I said to him, his name is Nick. I said, "Nick," I said, "I want you to say hello to Mom and Dad and to my father-in-law. Give him a big lick. Ask him to cook you a steak. And tell him that we're doing everything we can down here to develop cures for what ultimately led to their passing. And we will get there." And with that, we gave him a big kiss, told him we loved him. So, Nick, here's to you, buddy. We're going to miss you. And to everybody here at the conference, please enjoy, learn things, make contacts, and I hope everybody finds this as worthwhile as I know it's going to be. Thank you very much.